Now, morning to you, Mossy. Now, these two were just having a right royal stink over the Sydney FC Perth Glory situation last night. 1-0 it was. Richard Garcia blowing up about the game being called off early and then saying, well, there my players are having interviews on the field in the same conditions. So much for player welfare. Loz says, bad luck. Clarkey says, no, absolute farce.
Mm.
Come on, make sense of it, Mossy.
Pick who's, a side, Mossy.
Who's justified here?
Well, about time you two fired up. So that's a win already. But now look, I'm all for the welfare of the players. The lightning strike made the floodlights go out. There's a rule in place for that. If it's within 5K, the players have to leave the field. And if it's after Bozza said the 45th minute. I always thought it was the 60th minute, but either or. Those milestones were both covered, so game over, and I'm happy with the decision, because if something happened, I take your point, there was interviews after the game. I don't think that should have happened. That should have happened under the cover of the grandstand in the dressing rooms, but so I think that was a mistake. But
were they doing them walking off, Mossy, or did they do it stationary?
No, they did them stationary, and you could see Bozza and the players who were involved in those interviews weren't comfortable. They were talking, but they were looking skywards. So that shouldn't have happened. There's no doubt about that. But as for the game being called to a halt and full time being blown, absolutely no problem with that.
There you go. You happy with that, fellas?
I think I agree. I think if conditions are not conducive to play, then you make that call. Mm. But my point is, excuse me, if it's not good enough to play out there, it's not good enough to do media interviews out there. Go inside, go in the change room, go to the press conference room. There's a million places you can still do your interviews. But
correct.
You can't tell me it's not safe to play, but it's safe to stand there and do an interview.
100%, Clarkey. The only problem with that is that's for the broadcasters to make that call, so they're not under the auspices of the referee.
Yep.
So once he calls the game, he's got no control over that. So
what about the coaches, though, or the team manager? In a situation like that, do they have any say to go, mate, we can't send our players back out onto the field where you've just told us it's not safe? Can they
Of course they do. Yeah. There's what it's like, mate. You've been
trying to do the right thing. I get that. Like, I'm not saying don't do the interviews. You still do it. I just think, you've got to find somewhere that is, if it's not safe enough to play, then find somewhere it's safe to do those.
Yeah, I agree. And there should have been someone who took control of that.
Yeah.
The coaches at full time, their emotions are running high. Steve Corrick is relieved. Richie Garcia is fuming.
Yeah.
So the last thing they're thinking about is post-match interviews, although Garcia didn't do his, which is his right, in those conditions probably. Those interviews should never have gone ahead given what had just gone before them.
From what you saw in that game then last night, has Sydney found their rhythm?
I think they have, Loz, and they missed a glut of chances last night on two counts, a little bit of wayward finishing, but more so Liam Reddy just in stellar form. And you may remember a few weeks ago when Sydney went over there, he pulled out a worldie of a performance over there as well against one of his many former clubs, Rocket Reddy. He was great last night again. Unfortunately, the goal that Sydney scored went under his body, but there was a slight deflection, so that probably contributed to that. But other than that, he was flawless last night. And Sydney keep creating these chances. They create multiple scoring opportunities, good scoring opportunities every game. Costa Barbarossa is now scoring back-to-back games. Bobo has added to his goal-scoring tally for the Sky Blues. So they're looking ominous, and they're not giving away too many chances either. So I think Stevie Corica would be reasonably happy with what he's seeing. Of course, on the weekend, they take on Melbourne City, which will be an absolute cracker of a game. That'll be their third game in something like 6 days.
Now, Mossy, what did you make of this story I read coming out of the Champions League yesterday between Manchester City and Dortmund? So they're going off the field. Now, how about this, Clarkey? They're going off the pitch, and the assistant referee has gone over to Haaland, Erling Haaland, who's going to be a superstar if he isn't already, one of the most in-demand strikers in Europe, and got him to sign his yellow card as he was going off the pitch. The assistant referee. So the ref want an autograph of the players now. I mean, seriously, it's a bit weird. What do you make of that, Mossy?
I'm not sure that's the go.
Oh, look, if you're going to do that, do it behind closed doors. Don't do
send
it.
Send someone else in. Send a young kid in to go, can you get this shirt signed or this yellow card?
Well, straight away, you worry next time that
definitely
referee officiates.
Of course. How's the opposition look at that?
Exactly.
It's a lack of social and professional awareness. That's all I can put that down to.
Yep. You see it happen in cricket. Any time you played against Brian Lara or Sachin Tendulkar, didn't matter who it was, like all the umpires, match referee, whatever it was, if that was their first opportunity to see that player, they'd all go in with a, you know, get a shirt signed or get a stump signed or see if they get a bat or whatever. I think that's cool, but it's all done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's nothing wrong with having the ultimate respect for a certain player. If you love them, you love them. But if you're umpiring or refereeing, it's game time, you know. So, yeah, I just think time and place.
Who wins the W League Grand Final on the weekend, mate? Sydney FC or Melbourne Victory?
I think Sydney can do it, Loz. They've won the Premier's Plate. They led the competition all season and just scraped it in the end against Melbourne Victory, so that'll give them confidence. What they need to be aware of is that added motivation of two things, a Grand Final, but also the fact that they just played Melbourne Victory last week and won the Premier's Plate, so that will stoke the fire inside the bellies of Melbourne Victory, no doubt. But Jeff Hopkins, Ante Juric deserve a lot of credit for what they've done with their respective teams this year. But I think Sydney at home, given the schedule as well, I think they'll be just that little bit too good. Although Melbourne Victory do have Lisa Devana, so any team with her in it is an absolute threat. She's been in great form since she came back from Europe. And beware, but I think Sydney FC by the odd goal.
And we'll be watching the Matildas with interest Sunday morning against Germany as well. And I see Sam Kerr's given a nice endorsement for the new coach, Sweden, Tony Gustafsson, after he took the first session.
Yeah, and that's great to see them back in camp. You could see how happy the girls were in some of the footage that I saw just to be back together. It doesn't have any Aussie-based players because of COVID restrictions, obviously. But, some of our Matildas are doing some great things over there in Europe. And, you know, they left en masse to get amongst the best, probably arguably the best competition in the world in over there in Europe, in the, you know, in England, Europe and the Champions League. But Sam Kerr has just been labelled the best striker in the world by those European coaches. So not a bad tag to go into the first Matildas games under Gustafsson.
Have you got any Maltese or anything for us, Mossy?
I've always got Maltese for you, Middo. I never let you down, mate. I can't believe you still doubt me.
I don't.
I was one off last week with our A-League into the EPL, back into the A-League. So I'm going to stick with that format. I'm going to go MacArthur to beat Brisbane. I'm going to go Sydney FC and Melbourne City to draw. I hate sitting on the fence, yep, but I just have to for this one. And Manchester United to beat Spurs.
Gee, this is going to be very good value. Let me go to the Premier League. United to beat Spurs. When's this game, Mossy? This is later in the weekend. No, there it is. I found it. Gee, that's a good price as well. So this three-legger is paying $17.13. United to win at Tottenham. Sydney FC, Melbourne City a draw. MacArthur beating Brisbane. So that treble, $17.13. It'll be dumplings all round if this gets up, Mossy.
Well, in brackets, just put Laurie Daly owes Phil Moss a case of Corona if it gets up.
Yes, please. Done.
He's happy to share it with Clarkey, even though yes, I'm patient. I tell you, lost in the post, Clarkey.
It's on its way, buddy. It's a month long this birthday, let me tell you.
I bet you it arrives and says you're invited to Clarkey's 50th.
You will be invited to my 50th as well. 40th and 50th.
Happy days.